Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. And the information that I have discovered was so sickening and so shocking that it gave me flashbacks. Flashbacks to all my research into 9/11, before it happened and then after. Yesterday, I began to read an article when I got off air that had just come out from FoxNews.com on April 22nd, titled Shame on Jesse Ventura, and I didn't finish reading the story. And then I got home yesterday evening, put the children to bed, went in, and saw somebody had posted a link to it on my Facebook account, or one of our Facebook accounts. So I said, oh, I'll go ahead and read that, see how they're coming after the governor. And when I got to the second page, I involuntarily started crying. And my wife has caught this a few times. I don't sob and retch when I cry. In fact, I won't even be aware of it. If something is particularly upsetting to me and I'm even focused, I'm not even in an emotional state, really. I'm calm and focused, but a certain area of my brain is so upset by it, tears start coming out from the corners of my eyes. Doesn't happen often. But a lot of tears came out. A lot of tears. Then I tried to go to bed, and I woke up at 2:30 in the morning, and I couldn't go back to sleep. Even though I was exhausted, I'd try to lay on the couch, I'd try to go get in the bed. Couldn't go to sleep. And so many issues came up with this. What am I talking about? It's just another mainstream news reporter admitting that the police and firemen were told that the government was going to blow up Building 7 that day. Look, I was driving to get a pizza listening to ABC News. Back then, 590 AM, our local affiliate had ABC. They have Fox now. And I heard them just calmly reporting at about 4:15 my time, 5:15 Eastern, that, oh, yes, Building 7's so damaged, they're going to go ahead and have a controlled demolition of it. And I was distracted by Tower 1 and 2 that imploded hours before. But I thought, that's strange. It takes weeks or months to wire a building. And we did point out that day, because I did more than 12 hours of broadcast on Genesis that day, from about 9 in the morning until past midnight, off and on different shows. And we did talk about the strange collapse of 7, but then we got the CNN videos of police saying, get back, they're going to blow it up, and you can hear the bombs going off and it falls and see the squibs. And then and we'd always talked about how it was all over TV and radio, and folks dug up BBC and CNN saying it was going to fall before it fell. And then Silverstein, I guess trying to cover his tracks, 2 years after the attacks, went on PBS and said, yeah, we made the decision to pull it, gave the order, watch it come down. And then he changed his story. And then to just see Fox News having one of their pundits go, yeah, we were talking about blowing it up. Man, they all love being part of this. It's so evil. So evil. You people.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, the 23rd day of April 2010. Everyone who exposed the swine flu H1N1 hysteria as a fraud has been vindicated in spades, in triplicate. It is now all over the mainstream media, Wall Street Journal, you name it, that the whole thing was a fraud. The big pharma companies paid off the European Union, the U.S. government, the British government, the Canadian government to lie and say it was deadly and that the vaccine itself is dangerous. So in 2 hours, we have Dr. Russell Blaylock, top brain surgeon. He's invented many of the most popularly or most commonly used brain surgeries out there. Exposes how they're putting toxins in the food by design. And he's also created a compendium of those government documents. And there's a new EPA report out where they admit that they're allowing hundreds of toxic chemicals to be put in the water on purpose. So we're going to have him on about that and the whole flu situation in hindsight ahead of the next PSYOP that they launch. Also, cities all over the United States simultaneously yesterday, including the town where I live, passed taxes, roughly doubling the taxes overall, not just energy taxes, but this dwarfs all taxes combined. And they're openly all over the news calling for one-child policy in the U.S., and I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to go over it today. Austin Renewable Energy Plan sails easily through council on Earth Day last night, unanimous vote. And we have caught the head of elections in Travis County, and it's even been in the Statesman, that we basically don't have elections here. And that's why this is going on. That's why it doesn't matter how many people are angry or what happens. Even the state board has admitted that Capital Metro, the bus agency, just steals hundreds of millions of dollars, and no one knows where it goes, and they won't say. And this is only the beginning. This is only the beginning, because the people know the government's corrupt and out of control, but they have no idea how bad it really is. And the criminals have had decades to move into every position of power, and they have handbooks on how they run their scams and how they deceive people and how they distract. And when I say the sky's the limit, I mean, it is the limit. The tyranny that is now going to come to full fruition in the Western world is going to dwarf anything ever seen in human history. And I don't say that lightly. So we'll go over that. Also, the latest takeover of the economy through the value-added financial tax, the environmental value-added taxes, all of it. So we'll be breaking that down today. Greece welcomes its new IMF overlords with day of rioting and national strikes. That's from Mark Faber, top financial analyst. And Mr. Black, one of the top former federal regulators, gave testimony earlier in the week before Congress, and he, I'm going to play it later, and he just said, look, I've been here all day hearing other testimony, and he said, no one's talking about the real issue. All of these brokerage firms and big banks are completely criminal and know they're criminal, and this is designed to destroy the economy, and this will destroy everything and consolidate power for them. This is a criminal takeover. And the chairman of the committee, for the last 2 minutes of his testimony, starts banging the gavel, you know, tapping it to distract what he's saying, a new tactic we've seen the last few years from these people. And watching Mr. Black, Professor Black, who, by the way, is in Fall of the Republic, it just brings it home even more that anybody who's clear thinking looks at this and understands it's a worldwide kleptocracy, or a government run by criminals, thieves, kleptomaniacs. And they enjoy it. They have fun doing it. They compete with each other for who can twist things the best, who can lie the best, who can kill the most people. And because America had so much liberty, it produced more wealth than the entire world combined in the last 80 years. And we've gone from the richest to now the most in debt, and it's accelerating rapidly. Because the average American has had it so good. I mean, even if you're poor in this country, you've got it a lot better than people. I mean, 15 million children starved to death, the UN's own numbers a year. Another 10 million adults, so 25 million people starved to death. So even our poor have had it the best. But the system is designed to make us all poor and all dependent. And so because we've had it so good and had so much entertainment and so much bread and circus, fundamentally, people can't take things seriously. And that's what Professor Black was saying. He says, don't you understand? It's all over. The world is going into a global depression, and it's not going to stop, and nothing has been fixed. In fact, it's getting worse. And that's exactly what's going on every other front. And those of us that are continually upset and are trying to do something about this, we're the people that have good instincts. I mean, as a man, I'm supposed to not be able to sleep when we have absolute 100% incontrovertible proof that the federal government, involved with other foreign intelligence agencies and private merc groups, carried out 9/11. And to even say that, I mean, I could spend 500 hours and never exhaust all the evidence. It's ridiculous on every front. 100% inside job. 100%. We've got government planning documents. We've got every facet of the attacks being a complete lie. Then when you find out what really happened, 100%. I mean, how can any of you even sleep? Oh, you choose not to believe it. You choose not to look into what I'm saying. You choose to not believe that the global warming fraud is a complete takeover of society. You choose to not believe that sodium fluoride is a sterilant and a cancer-causing agent of the highest magnitude. You choose to believe everything's going to be all right in the economy. You choose to believe Iraq had WMDs. You choose willfully to be fools. Willful idiocy. And I'm not talking to our regular listeners. I'm talking to the tens of thousands of new listeners that tune across the AM and FM, XM dial, shortwave dial, internet dial. I mean, this is so intense and so real for me because I've lived research for 16 years and on air for almost 15. This knowledge is so overwhelming that more and more, I'm not even sure if I can continue, ladies and gentlemen. But then I know I can't stop either because I can't get it out of my head. I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop learning. I can't stop developing a clearer and clearer picture of who runs the planet. I mean, if you knew what I knew, okay, if you would have done the research, I'm not even that smart, if you would have gone out and studied history and learned the tricks of elites and learned what they're currently doing, you would be horrified. You would have chills through your body. I've got chills right now. You think I want to go on air and say 9/11 is an inside job? You think I liked doing that 8.5 years ago? You think it's fun? You think I just get up here and say this stuff for attention? Heaven help us. Heaven help us. Why have I been able to say the things I say? Why have I been able to get on so many AM and FM stations? Why have I been able to do this? Because no matter how wild the things I talk about are, truth is wild. Truth is stranger than fiction. The world's a crazy place. History is out of control and dangerous and amazing and beautiful and ugly and everything in between. And it's because we have predicted many events accurately. We've talked about so many things that were in government documents that months or years or a decade later become mainstream media. That's why we're getting on so many stations. That's why this show is growing so fast, because finally station managers and radio executives and the population, the listeners who heard me as a guest in the thousands and thousands, I've probably done more than 5,000 radio interviews the last 15 years. I was doing radio interviews before I had a radio show. Because most people once or twice have heard me or seen videos I've produced, and they would laugh at it at the time or say, look at this nut, and then years later they'd see it in their face admitted. And I go back to a parallel to this. Back in the 1950s, you can pull up the actual date when La Cosa Nostra and the hearings were admitted in Congress. But you know, you have this FBI director who's in there for 20-something years. Up until the 50s, he'd been there, what, since the 30s, J. Edgar Hoover, or even earlier. And he would go around saying it's a conspiracy theory that La Cosa Nostra exists. Because he was being paid off by La Cosa Nostra. Now, everybody knows the mafia is real now, the Italian mob. And that's how stupid all of this is. Everything I'm talking about is completely real. It's there. You can't just deny it and make it go away. Just like in the 50s, if they said the mob didn't exist. Now that sounds silly, doesn't it? Well, 9/11's an inside job. And I'm going to go over it when we come back. Stay with us.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go live in the second, third, and fourth hour today at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Personal Jesus.
And the entire second hour I'm going to devote to Building 7, the key to unlocking 9/11. Oh, you have all the other sectors and areas of the 9/11 attacks. Every one of them proves total inside job. And the official story, of course, makes no sense. It's been proven to be a lie. Six of the ten commissioners say it's a lie, a cover-up. That's only in the back of the newspaper. The head lawyer, Farmer, says it was a criminal cover-up by the Pentagon. And their official story makes no sense. But then once you realize how they really carried it out, then it all fits together perfectly and you can see how they did it. How'd they set up the underwear bomber? It was part of a drill. We told you that day one. The eyewitnesses came out. Even before 2009 was over. The Christmas Day bombing. And then 2 months later, the Under Secretary of State, Mr. Kennedy, said, well, yes, we were ordered by an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency to give him a visa and help him get on the plane. The FBI had said the witnesses at the airport and the Haskells were lying. And, of course, they weren't lying when they saw the government get him on the airplane with no passport and no ID. And they were videotaping the whole thing on board the craft. And the young moron Patsy thought it was a drill. Same thing on 9/11. We know Muhammad Atta and others were trained at U.S. military bases, AP, Newsweek, San Jose Mercury News. And it's even on record. Yeah, it's weird. They were trained at bases, but we're not going to have a big discussion about that. And yeah, the government was running live-action drills, seeing if they could insert Arabs on planes. And yeah, we've got the recordings where there were real airphone calls made, not the magic cell phones that couldn't work at 30,000 feet, with the stewardesses saying, I can't breathe. There's something in the air. The planes take off. They think it's a drill. They nerve gas, remote control the aircraft in the buildings. That's what happened, okay? But see, I can back up every millimeter of what I just said. And that whole area of the hijackers trained at U.S. bases, that's only conservatively 1/1,000th of the issues. I mean, no exaggeration. Within 1 month of 9/11, I had done a 2-hour Road to Tyranny film. The first version that only offered for a few months. And I made the official version and released it in February, a few months later of 2002, where I went over more than 500 mainstream news articles disproving the official story. You know, that's what's sick about this. The truth really comes out. And then if anyone looks at the raw reporting and all the information and points it out, they say, oh, that doesn't exist. You're insane. That's what I'm going to talk about in the next hour, just with Building 7 and the new information that's come out, is that it's not even new information. It's just another national reporter going, yeah, I was there. And yeah, they were going to blow up Building 7. What's the big deal? What's the big deal of blowing up Building 7? After Silverstein has said they didn't blow up Building 7, after he went on TV and said, we blew up Building 7. And then it's not just that. I have all this video of CNN, Fox, you name it, of firefighters and police saying, get back. And you hear the explosions going off. And they say that building's about to completely blow up. And then 10 seconds later, it does. I mean, I heard them on the news on ABC radio saying they were going to blow it up 15 minutes before they did. And then I go on air and I say, here they are saying they were going to blow it up. And they say, shut up, you un-American piece of trash. Nobody blew that up. Shut up, you un-American piece of trash. The hijackers weren't trained at U.S. military bases. It doesn't matter if at the Defense Language School, the dean, Colonel Stephen Butler, went public and said, this is a government operation, in a letter to the San Jose Mercury News. These people were trained at our base. I don't know exactly what happened, but Atta sat in my classroom. Okay? I'll tell you what this new information pertains to and why it's so upsetting to me. Because every time we get proven right, it doesn't make me happy. It makes me sick. But let me tell you something. If we don't own up to who's running our country and how bad it is, 9/11 is nothing compared to what these murderers are going to do. And you are the target. You remember that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You see, I can't make a conscious decision like most people do to lie to myself and say 2 plus 2 equals 5. I can't do it. I can't lie to myself. Just because the truth is scary, I can't rationalize what's going on. And that's why I'm so disgusted about the new information that I'm going to cover in detail in the next hour. Is because I understand the psychology of the controllers more and more. And the more I get in their mind, the more disgusting it is. It's like I'm locked in a cell with these people psychologically. You can't help but just get the dirt on you psychically. You dance with the devil doesn't change, he changes you. Just the knowledge of it. I always wondered why when they had disinfo operatives in the media and disinfo operatives on the ground in the last 8+ years at Ground Zero who demonize and come up and get in the face of 9/11 truthers, why they'd always march up and say, so you're saying firemen and police were involved in the attacks? And we'd say, no, but they are on video saying, get back, they're going to bring down, they're going to blow up Building 7. They're going to bring it down, they're going to pull it, they're going to blow it up. Those are all quotes on TV. And I wondered why they always invoke that in the newspapers. And it's meant so that firemen and police hear that and get angry and say, well, I'm not involved. Sure, I heard they were going to blow it up, but that was just because, you know, they didn't want Building 7 to damage anything. And that's psychologically involving the police and the firemen, many of which died in Tower 1 and 2, in the crime, when they're not involved in the crime. But then after the fact, they do become involved in the crime because all these thousands of police and firemen and medical workers and federal agents and others who were all down there in Lower Manhattan, all around Building 7, and heard the countdown that police, multiple police are on record saying happened. And you can see the media and the police start running and the cops say, get back. They're about to blow it up. That building's coming down. They're bringing it down. We're gonna play that audio and video coming up. And we've got dozens of them and time constraints. I don't know. I guess I'll play 5-6 clips. I mean, that's another issue. There's just so much evidence. It's disgusting. And then I read this Fox News contributor, Jeffrey Scott Shapiro. And he's like, oh, shame on Jesse Ventura. He's discredited, he says, because he's going on national TV and saying the government blew up Building 7 as a pretext for war. And, you know, there's really no big deal with Building 7. I was there that day, he says. And, you know, I talked to the city officials. I talked to the power company. And, yeah, Larry Silverstein got on the phone and called the insurance company and said, we need to have a controlled demolition of 7 so it doesn't damage other buildings. And he just throws it out there like it's no big deal. When Silverstein went on PBS in, 2003, in a documentary about the demolition of the other towers that happened weeks after, 6 and others, and about the attacks, and he says, yeah, we made the decision to pull it, and we gave the order and watched the building come down. And then they cut to another clip of them demolishing Building 6 months later, and they say, we're getting ready to pull Building 6, and they blow it up. They demolish it. And that's the demolition definition. So the mainstream media came out and said, no, that's not the definition. That's not what he meant. And then Silverstein wouldn't talk about it for a few years. And finally, to the New York Times, said, yes, I meant let's pull the firefighters out at 5 o'clock because there's been such a loss of life, and I don't want any firefighters dying battling a blaze. The problem is the firefighters were pulled out before noon out of Building 7, and it was small fires. And Barry Jennings, the deputy head of emergency management in the city, before he mysteriously died after we aired audio on the show, said, yeah, you know, before the other towers even fell, there were big explosions in the lobby, dead people everywhere. The firemen came in with the police and said, don't look at the dead bodies, we're bringing you out. And that they made the decision then to pull the building. Well, he died real fast. But we've been to the neighbors' houses, and they won't talk. And it looks like he's maybe in the witness protection program. They said suddenly the family was just gone, moved out, and they heard he was dead. And the hospital's been very secretive about it. So have his coworkers. But side issue. Again, the evidence just goes on and on. I mean, we ended up getting in contact with the police that are on the CNN and Fox and Democracy Now. It was a year before she got the show, but it was, she had her local show in New York. She's there, Amy Goodman. And there's all this footage, and they say, get back, it's coming down, they're going to blow it up, get back. They all start running. We went out and actually found the cops. We've had the cops on. And they said, yeah, no, there was a countdown. They didn't tell us till the countdown started, and they said, run for your lives. And all of this happened, and as I said, I was going to get a pizza. I'd been on air since it happened on 9/11. I was driving over to the local pizza place, listening to News Radio 590, ABC News, and they said, well, they're looking at a controlled demolition of Building 7 for everyone's safety. And then they changed their story. Once they blew it up, they said, no, we're just going to say fires did it. And they had all these suspicious characters, very well spoken on all the major news channels as men on the street, wearing Harley Davidson shirts and ball caps, you know, acting like average schmoes, intelligence operatives. We played these videos, reading a script explaining why it fell. Within seconds, they're there. And then, of course, we have BBC. 25 minutes before, on two channels, BBC World, BBC 24, reporting live from Manhattan, simultaneously off the teleprompter, the exact same message. And I went and researched where they get their pre-feeds from, and I discovered Reuters is their main supplier. And so I predicted, I said, that was a Reuters false start with the official story that went out early. Then we found out CNN had actually gone on an hour before, and Aaron Brown, an hour before, 61 minutes before, but he lived in New York. Building 7 has fallen from fires in its own footprint, a complete collapse. But he's on a rooftop, and he turns around. You know, the Brits didn't know what Building 7 was. And he looks, and he says, but I don't know if this report is right. Exact same report. Before it fell, just like before they'd even captured Lee Harvey Oswald, before it was even in the news in Dallas in 63, they got their time zones off by 2 hours in New Zealand, in Thailand, in Australia, and several other nations, and had his name and the whole story printed, because, you know, back in the 60s, they still had afternoon editions and multiple editions. You know, certain newspapers were published at certain times. That was the internet of the day, so it was always coming out at different times. And so they already, again, that's the exact same thing that happened here. They already had their official script. When you run something like this, and it's an inside job, you've got to have the official script. And it just goes on and on, just with Building 7. And I'm going to go back over all of this in detail in the next hour. But why am I so upset? I have seen so many reporters go, yeah, okay, we were talking about blowing it up. After all these years of them denying it and saying no one ever discussed blowing it up, but now all these news, live news feeds have been discovered and posted on the internet. There's new ones all the time. So many that now when they come out, people don't even really pay attention to it. 9/11 Truth really doesn't. It's just like, yeah, we already know they blew up 7. You know, the dumb public won't wake up. Well, you got to keep bringing the info to the public. We can't sit there and talk to 20 million people through the mainstream media at one pop. And we have to do it through alternative media over and over again, continually reaching more people. Because if we don't, the same crew that carried out 9/11 is going to have their way with this society. You think they're going to stop there with wars? And no, they're going to take your pension funds. They're going to jack up all your taxes. They're doing it now. They're going to set up domestic police, secret police networks that are already been set up. They're going to use them. They're going to arrest anybody that criticizes the government. They're now promoting it everywhere. They're going with it. They're trying to really convert us to a incredibly horrible despotism. Now, if you want to get the full picture, there's an article, and I am Paul Watson and wrote some of the points I wanted in the article at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. And he had it out by 7 a.m. because he's in England 6 hours earlier than us. Bombshell, Silverstein wanted to demolish Building 7 on 9/11. Fox News hit piece against 9/11 truth and Jesse Ventura inadvertently reveals a shocking truth for the millionth time. WTC leaseholder was on the phone with his insurance carrier to see if they could authorize the controlled demolition of the building. And there's a preface to the article from Alex Jones. It says, to truly grasp the magnitude of this story, you really have to read the entire article immediately after the Pullet controversy with Silverstein. Debunkers claimed that there was no plan to conduct a controlled demolition of the building. Now the facts that officials were considering blowing up the building is established. Silverstein, consistent denial that this took place is a huge smoking gun. How did Silverstein expect to demolish the building safely when such a process takes weeks or even months to properly set up, even without the additional chaos surrounding WTC 7 on 9/11? How could explosives have been correctly placed on such short notice inside a burning building that had already been evacuated, unless the explosives were already in place. This new revelation is astounding, and it needs to be investigated immediately. And then we go into all the evidence and the videos and the eyewitness reports and Silverstein saying they blew it up and then saying he didn't say that when he did. But it's the sickeningness of cowards like Jeffrey Scott Shapiro attacking Jesse Ventura as un-American and then going, well, yeah, we were discussing, and I did talk to city officials, and Silverstein was trying to get permission to blow up the building. See, something went wrong on 9/11. Flight 93, the more I look at it, was probably not meant for the Capitol because it could have gone either places. It was meant for 7. They already had it wired. The CIA was based in the building. The state and city emergency system was based. They were running tripod 2 drill of the buildings being attacked that day. That's now declassified. Giuliani denied it for 5 years, and now it's been declassified. Tripod 2. Congressional testimony. 9/11 Commission. That was their cover. Well, what's all this stuff going on? Why are all these people here? Oh, it's just a drill, officers. you'll see later. Going up the building, we need to have some martyrs. Going up near the top of the firemen. And you've got Silverstein then frantically on the phone, because he just got the building 6 months before. He'd taken out $6-plus billion in insurance. $500-plus million just on Building 7. And it's going to be obvious if they blow this thing up. People are going to know it's a controlled demolition. What are we going to do? We've got to get rid of the evidence. And the black ops come in and say, don't worry. We'll float the story that we're going to have a controlled demolition to save other buildings. But wait, people know you can't wire a building that fast, especially when it's got fires in it. Don't worry. They'll buy anything. Believe me, we've gotten reports back. Our psych warfare experts say they'll buy it. Just say we wired it. And then somebody changed that, I guess when he couldn't get the insurance money, just an added little thing in this whole system. And so they said, we'll just blow the thing and say that it fell on its own. And that's what they did. And it's admitted they did that. And then the way PSYOPs and black ops work is they go, well, a lot of cops and firemen know this. People are talking. These 9/11 truthers are talking to them. What you do is on one or two programs, you just mention that you gave the order to pull it to save life. But then on the insurance settlement, it says that he didn't. And then that way you're covered. Just like we use drills. This is them talking to Silverstein. Just like we use drills, sir. So that we can have plausible deniability. The public doesn't want to believe these type of things, so they'll buy the lie no matter how ridiculous. Are you sure about that? Yes, sir, we are. Thanks for working with us on this. It's better for America and Israel. This is going to let us set up the empire and continue things. This is a pawn sacrifice for America. We appreciate your patriotism. You really think they're going to buy it? You mean we're going to blow this thing up right in front of everybody? Sir, it's better if you don't know all the details. You saw Tower 1 and 2. They bought that, didn't they? All right. Well, the deal was I let you do this to my buildings. I get the $6 billion. Sir, you're involved in the local underworld mafia in New York. You understand how this works. I mean, we've been working with you for a long time. And I have to sit there and I have to look at these people. I mean, they think we're so stupid. They blow up all three of the buildings. They admit they blew up 7 and then say they never said it when they said it on TV. And you got all the cops saying, get back, they're blowing it up. And then you have a Fox News person come out and say, well, yeah. I mean, we were going to blow it up that day. Silverstein tried to get permission, but he couldn't. So it fell anyways perfectly in its own footprint and didn't damage nearby buildings, which is the reason he wanted to blow it up was supposedly not to damage other buildings. And then you talk to the general public, they can't even grasp this elementary thing. A lot of times they'll switch into Crime Stop or Doublethink and say, well, the government had to blow it up. And you go, no. The government's denying they blew it up. But I thought you said Silverstein admitted they blew it up. See, they know how to confuse people. Well, no, they've said both. That's the reason there's a cover-up here. We know from the evidence they blew it up, from the seismograph, from the witnesses, from the video, from the cops and firemen saying get back, from Silverstein admitting they blew it up, from it being on the news. You know, they went with the story, we're going to blow up Building 7 to protect you. And then they shift and say, no, we didn't do that. We never said that. You heard it all over radio and TV. And so an hour before they shift from, we're going to blow it up, to, oh, no, it's fallen in its own footprint, and the building's still standing there. I mean, they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off because something didn't go right with Building 7. They're out in the open. And grown adults, many of them can grasp it, many others can't. But then it just brings it all home, how in-your-face this is, how out in the open this is, to have Fox News come out and say, it is true we were looking at blowing it up, but it fell on its own perfectly, so we didn't have to. When all these years they've denied that there was, that they were promoting blowing up Building 7, but they knew that that wouldn't sail with engineers around the country and demolition experts. Oh, man, they really think we're stupid. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back live. I'm going to go live at 8 after at PrisonPlanet.tv for the last 2 hours and 52 minutes of this radio broadcast, for people that want to be able to see the videos, not just hear the audio, and see all the government documents and articles. And I'll read over what Jeffrey Scott Shapiro of Fox News said about the day he was on 9/11. This is his eyewitness account. And he's just completely bought into the mass delusion. As a reporter, Silverstein wanted to blow up Building 7 while it was on fire. But Silverstein has said they never wanted to blow up Building 7, that they didn't blow up Building 7, and that pull it meant that he had said, get the firefighters out at 4:30 in the afternoon when the firefighters have been pulled out at around noon. See, everything he says is a lie. But the FBI is not going to do anything. The Justice Department's not going to do anything. The Pentagon's not going to do anything. The local police aren't going to do anything. And so, of course, the bankers are going to take all your pension funds. Of course, they're going to double your local power bill. Of course, they're going to take everything you got because they can blow Kennedy's head off in front of everyone and have 50-something witnesses that saw the man behind the bushes shoot the gun and blow his head off. And, you know, they tell you you didn't see that. So what? They kill a few witnesses. Everybody shuts up. Doesn't matter if you've got people in the train control station 50 yards away that saw it all happen. Men get out of a green pickup and shoot Kennedy. They just killed him. He wouldn't change his story, so they killed him. They'll just kill whoever they want. They'll kill a million Iraqis. They'll kill 3,000 Americans. They'll take everything we've got. They'll poison our water. They'll sterilize us through the vaccines. It's real funny to these people. They're killers. You understand that? Kill us all and let God sort us out. We're all weeds to the New World Order. There's 6.5 billion of us, and they want the world's resources, and they don't need us anymore with robotics and technology. And they made the decision 50 years ago to set up a total world government and just slaughter every stinking one of us. And you're sitting there with your thumb crammed in your mouth, sucking on it right now, going, listen to this nut, honey. Or you're a cop sitting in your car laughing. Listen to me. This isn't funny, okay? Get past your deep-seated cowardice. Deep down, you're scared deep down. Deep down, you know this is the truth. Deep down, you remember hearing them on the radio and TV saying they were going to blow up 7 and then saying they never blew it up. Deep down, you know the truth. And so, like cowards, you're going to rationalize it. Look, it doesn't matter, though. A lot of you are cowards, support the system, that's fine. Those of us that aren't cowards and understand we've got to save this species from your clutches are going to stand up and tell the truth to the end. And just like the FBI until the 50s said the mafia didn't exist because they were paid off by them and said it was a conspiracy theory, it's going to come out the environmentalists are a bunch of eugenics murdering criminals. And it is coming out. It's going to come out that the banks are engineering the collapse. It now is coming out. It's going to come out 9/11 was an inside job, just like Gulf of Tonkin was an inside job. Every stinking bit of it is coming out, and more is going to come out. And I don't care if you kill me. I don't care if you destroy my name. I don't care what you do to me. You understand you're going to be brought to justice in the end, even if it's after you're in the ground. Even if it's after you died of old age, everybody's going to know you were a pack of murdering terrorist scum. And no doubt your families that you teach the family trade to, they're all going to be carrying out crimes, and your progeny are going to be brought to justice. You understand that? You understand that? Because a lot of us are willing to sell our lives for justice. You understand that? A lot of us are committed. And so we're on the front line. We're not backing down murderers, psychopathic killers. We know who you are, and we're coming for justice.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.